On, I have to admit, I was so excited about next week's Romans. We get the rest of Romans 8, and my brain kind of jumped forward, and so then I had to rewrite my sermon this morning because I'm like, oh, that's the wrong passage. So it's still good, trust me. So thank you. So today I wanted to look at the whys. The whys that we realize are those that we come across in our life that we don't always get the answer for. And if we get the answer, it might not always be the answer we want. Or sometimes, I first started like really understanding whys and questioning, are those whys that we have no answer for. And those are the hardest ones to take for me. And then as I'm getting older and I'm realizing, because some people will say, well, the whys, when you don't get an answer, that's God telling you no. And I'm kind of in that theory of God saying, not yet. Give me some time to get all the pieces together so that I can reveal at some point in time, it might not be now, it might not be throughout your lifespan, but someday you will understand the why. And maybe perhaps you can share that experience with someone else who is struggling with why is not being answered. And so as I was thinking about the whys and those that seek answers or encouragements, as we walk through that time, we walk steadfast. Or sometimes we might be crying or yelling, or we might just be kibitzing with God about why this wait? Why is this going on? And for me, why came up because I realized I wasn't celebrating when the answer might not have come, but a resolution came. So I was thinking, so my son Seth, he is 14 now. He'd been suffering with migraines for about a year and a half. And I did everything I could think of to pray, and I asked why, and I couldn't understand why I was seeing him suffer through his migraines. And it was very challenging. And excuse me if I get emotional, but tears are okay. And I realized yesterday, as we were talking, and we were talking to one of his counselors, that it had been a little over 2 years. And since January, he has not had a migraine, which has been a huge blessing. And I realized I was fearful because we started weaning him off. He was on 3 anti-seizure meds. And we started weaning him off his anti-seizure meds. And I think I kept being on that precipice of fear, of wondering, of why. Is it going to happen again? Am I going to lose my son who's vibrant and just this wonderful personality? And God revealed to me yesterday, you're not losing him. He's coming back. His joy, his life is coming back. So that's why the why. That remembering that time before of why is my son suffering? Why am I suffering? Why are we going through this? All those questions that have come about throughout the many years. And for many of us, we can remember those whys, those times, and yes, the plural times, where the unfathomable thing has happened, a diagnosis, a loss, an uncertainty. And you can recall, perhaps, what it was that pulled you through those times, that gave you the strength for the next step, the next diagnosis, the next time something unveiled itself. And for what I think we discover is the quality of our relationship with God, that strength that we can pull from when we feel we don't have that strength to continue. And blending in this Romans 12:25 passage with Romans 5:5, for the love of God poured out to us through the Holy Spirit. Combining with that hope that is talked about in our Romans passage today. That hope that comes from being adopted into the kingdom of God, being children of God. Even adding further, being beloved children of God. That being beloved, being adopted into the kingdom gives us hope. Gives us hope when we are sustaining ourselves. Gives us hope for that vibrancy of life that continues around us. Gives us hope in the chaos that we might face. And it's correlated with the grace of God that flows freely through and in us and out of us to give that free gift of grace to others. So in the chaos that we might be experiencing at some point that has no start or stop, I'm hoping that we can take times or a time to absorb and reflect and share that love of God, that love, that hope that we hold on to. That hope that we can cling on to and know that God is with us in that moment. That God walks beside us and carries us when we might be too weak to carry on. And rejoicing. Rejoicing at points of that walk that we have made it thus far. To be able to reflect and see how far we've come and how far we get to go. So as beloved children of God, holding on to that hope throughout the whys, to remember the depth of God's love for us, and the Holy Spirit who dwells within us and prays for us, that translates our words when we only are able to be speechless. Interprets our groans and our laughter for us to God. And then fusing with us, that God's love is poured out through our relationship with Christ and the Holy Spirit. That holding and embracing and knowing there's, even when that unanswered why comes across to us, that nothing, like that sponge, that nothing can separate us from the love of God poured out. And that is how we get through the whys.